the other's a skinny white guy. It's time for Classic Theater with Tyler and Leo.
Leo, this is going to be a tough one today.
Will it? Oh my gosh.
This is going to be tough. Leo and I are about to act out a play. It is currently showing at Laguna Playhouse. Next week, British Mania is starting at Laguna Playhouse, and we're giving away tickets to that all week. But now, you can win tickets to the thing that's actually showing, which is I Do, I Do. Let me read you the synopsis of this play, Leo.
Isn't it like an old couple who fights a
lot? The charming story of Michael and Agnes and their 50 years of marriage takes place around a large four-poster bed and features the musical standard, My Cup Runneth Over. The Playhouse is thrilled to have two great musical talents, Davis Gaines from Phantom of the Opera and Hello Dolly, Vicki Lewis from Chicago and Damn Yankees, who light up your stage in their turn at this funny and heartwarming musical about the joys, struggles, humor, and passion that is every marriage and every employer-intern relationship, as in our case.
Oh, yes, Tyler.
It's really sexual sounding, Leo.
Oh, my God, no.
Are you going to be Agnes here?
I guess I will be, but where are we starting? I don't know. Like, I'm so
where
lost.
I'm going to start at Michael's first line, Agnes Dear, on the first page.
Agnes Dear. Okay, perfect.
Here's the problem with this particular thing is I have a hell of a lot of lines.
Yeah.
Leo's got
like three words
his
for
usual
mine or
three.
Something.
So here's Leo and I are going to act this out. Your reward for sitting through it will be winning tickets to the play.
I like the song in the background.
This
by
is
the
indeed
way.
This is the song. This is the official tune.
That's
are you ready?
Funny. Yes, let's do it.
I don't know if they're British or not. I think I might switch between British and American.
I'll just sound Venezuelan regardless. So let's
you
do
will
it.
Sound Venezuelan. Agnes, dear, you better clear all this stuff away. I have work to do. Work. Ah. You know, many people think my work is very exciting, and of course, in a way, it is. But it's also extremely difficult. I'm a writer, you see. I write books. Hmm. Actually, you may have read some of them. Hot Snow, The Story of Lewis and Clark. No? Hmm. How Difficult the Water? That was a social novel set in the Adirondack. I have no idea how to say that. During a flood? No? Well, anyway, I am a writer.
Don't forget Burnt Corn.
What?
Your trilogy.
Agnes, now you say to yourself, a writer, what's so difficult about that? After all, what do I do? I put words down on a piece of paper, that's all.
You sound so frustrated.
Oh, but believe me, there's a great deal more to it than that, Agnes. Excuse me, did you want something?
Where should I put Mickey's fire wagon?
What? Oh, Mickey's fire wagon. Well, put it in the basement, I suppose. And Agnes, dear?
Yes, dear?
Please do not interrupt me while I'm working.
Yes, dear.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, writing. Well, the difficulty, you see, is finding the exact and perfect word to put down on a piece of paper. It might be and, for example. Or instead of and, it might be but. Or even contrary-wise. And Agnes, try not to drag the wagon wheels, darling. It makes a terrible racket. Now, this book, it's called a thesaurus. Let me show you how it works. You take a word. No, first let's take a subject. For example, take my latest book. It's the story of a young love in the Middle Ages. The Middle Ages in history, not the Middle Ages in age, if you see what I mean. Agnes, are you okay?
I'm all right.
Agnes. Well, suppose if I were a critic reviewing my book and I wanted to find just the right word to express my enthusiasm for it, what do? I open my trusty old thesaurus. Flip back to the back, run my finger down the general heading. Excellent. Subtopic, skillful. Turn to page 731, scan down the right-hand side to come to the exact and perfect word. That word is... word.
You are good at this, man.
I don't believe it. Agnes, it was in your top drawer.
Oh?
Mm.
Well, someone must have put it there.
You can't argue with that. Shopping again, I see.
What?
Shopping.
I picked up a few things.
A few things?
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you insist I go to this party tonight when I, you know, how uncomfortable I am with those kind of people?
Kinds.
What?
With those kinds of people. Not those kind of people. Ugh. Someone should have put it there. I should like to remind you that these kinds of people have been largely responsible for the success in my latest book. Agnes, dear, do hurry. Don't forget, I am the guest of honor.
Michael, you know something. You have changed.
Well, so have you.
Well...
And scene!
My God.
Scene, damn it!
You know, I always get to be the woman in these
I'm
things.
I'm sweating. Michael is an angry man.
He is. He's a frustrated.
Call us 949-715-5936 and win tickets to this play, I Do, acted by much better actors. 715-5936 for I Do, at Laguna Playhouse. All right. My life is-